Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I am so excited because if it is the fourth Monday of the month from 2 to 4, it is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton from NetOne Services. Al, how are you?
Good, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Absolutely. I always love this show because you always bring in amazing guests. And, of course, the back end of the show, it's always about the technology and web design with Christian Marison, who will be in from 3 to 4 today, actually. But I just love your guests. You have so many great insights. Everyone needs an IT guy. You're the guy, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
There's no doubt I always say that because you have been like beyond customer service. There should be a book. Remember, what was that called? Beyond the something of the dolls? The Valley of the Dolls.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what that was about. But Patty Duke or someone was in it. Or Patty Hearst. No, that was a different thing. But Beyond Customer Service by Al Fulton. You should write a book about it.
Or the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, too. So I think that's really cool. But your guest today is fabulous. Do you want to introduce him or do you want me?
I'll introduce
him. Yes.
We have with us today Gordon Parkman, North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, and I will allow him to introduce his position and what he does. I think I'll give him that thunder.
Okay, this is Gordon Parkman. I'm the chairman of the board of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. One of our major focuses is to grow the chamber, to make it a prominent entity in the North Phoenix area, so businesses have an opportunity to have a place to go, to have an opportunity to interact with other businesses that are also looking to grow their exposure in the valley.
And it's really a great chamber. I've been to some of your things, and I see it really on upward mobility. Upward scale, whatever you want to call it, but definitely on the rise. That's the word I've been looking for, on the rise, there's no doubt. I know a lot of the people that you have in the chamber, they're quality guys like Luke Schaefer. Luke is a great, great guy. He's your vice.
Luke is my vice chairman. Yep. He and I have developed a very strong partnership over pretty near a year now, and we work very, very closely together. We have very common set of goals and objectives in how we want to grow this chamber. And we also have a tremendous group of individuals as part of our board of directors that are also focused in along those same lines.
And, of course, you have the single best networker that's ever lived, I got to tell you, in Jason Bressler. Unbelievable. And he's, the executive director, do you call him?
Jason is our new executive director as of the end of August. He is an incredibly energetic young man. I think, as you just said, Dave, he's probably the networker. And I think if he doesn't know you today, probably by about 5 o'clock he will know you because he makes a point of knowing everyone in the valley.
There's no question about that. I remember meeting Jason. It has to be about 8 to 10 years ago. Just a young kid. He's still sort of a kid, but not really. I mean, he looks young, but I think he's in his 30s probably.
Yeah, he's in his 30s.
But he's light years ahead of his years. And I remember when he was a kid, in his early 20s, he would bring this big book, and he still does, though. He defies electronic stuff, and he has books, like a huge book that he's holding in his hand with cards of other people. And he says to me, "Oh, who do you want to meet that would help you?" And he has helped me tremendously over the last 10 years. He still sends me things, introductions, usually daily still. It is the most phenomenal style of networking I've ever seen and effective. It's the old-fashioned way. It's personable. He's like a matchmaker in business. This kid is phenomenal.
I think that you just hit on the right word, the matchmaker. He still carries his book. He still is... Ask the questions. Who do you want to meet?
Yeah.
Who are you? And oh, by the way, here's 4 people I think you need to connect with.
Yeah, true.
And I mean, that is his signature.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody that knows him doesn't bring that issue up. Oh, he still carries his big binder of business cards around. Yes, he does.
Yeah, it's really remarkable. Al, have you ever seen anyone network like that?
No,
ever?
No. That it's shocked me as well as when I first met him and with the binder under his arm and introduced himself. And he is the connector.
Yeah, that's another word, maybe the connector. And he really walks his talk, because I would call him throughout the years and say, "Hey, I'm looking for someone like this," you know, either for the radio show or whatever the case might be. And he comes through. He will put down everything he's doing right then and there, usually. And if not, he will get back to you within a few hours. And he always comes up with names. Always.
Yes. So true.
He should be a dating coach. You know how many dates I can get? Wow, that would be amazing.
You can make that a side job.
Yeah, that would be incredible. But congratulations for getting certainly the premier executive director that any chamber has in the state of Arizona.
Well, thank you. We're very proud of having the opportunity to have him be part of our group.
Phenomenal. Now, there's more than just the board chamber. You're the chairman of the board, I should say, for the North Phoenix Chamber. And there's a lot more to you than just that, Gordon. You're the owner of Achieve Results Consulting, LLC, and you have plenty of business experience. I mean, you do, like, what, management systems consulting for small businesses, a lot of strategic planning, I believe.
Primarily focus on the areas of helping businesses understand kind of some basic things of, like, what business they're really in, what are they really delivering to their clients, and also how do they fit in the marketplace. And I think those go a long ways in helping individuals establish a good, solid strategic plan for their business, figure out how do they capitalize on their strengths. You know, who's their competitor? Why are they better than them? So that's a major, major focus. And I think what happens is many of new businesses today have been started by individuals who have unfortunately lost their job, can't find another one. Oh, I'm going to start a business. Unfortunately, they don't really understand all the business aspects required to run that business. And that's the areas where I really focus in on initially in helping them.
You know, and that's so critical to know and actually start from that top level. What business are you in? Because if you don't know that, you may be taking different turns and strategies and action plans that have nothing to do with your ultimate goal. And tell us talk a little bit more about how critical that is. Even despite the fact a lot of people think they've done strategic planning, most people are not schooled in that, and maybe it's a very limited plan.
Well, I think a plan needs to be in writing. It needs to be thought out. It needs to be put down in writing, everything. Develop your vision. And one of the questions I ask you is, tell me what you look like when your business is successful. Because that's a real, real key part of it, because if they don't know where they want to go, it's going to be pretty hard to get there. So that's certainly one of the key elements. The other part is, well, what makes them better than – what is going to separate them from the competition? If they're going to be just another me too, well, they're probably not going to be very successful. And the other part is, too, is to say, what is their target market? And oftentimes, early on, people say, well, Phoenix metro area is my target market. Well, I don't really think that's a possibility. Maybe in 10 years that might be. But I think starting out, you need to narrow it down a little bit. You know, what does your ideal client look like? So I think those are the kind of things. But again, everything needs to be laid out. The goals need to be in writing. Where do you want to go? How are you going to get there? Those kind of things, to me, everything needs to be in writing, because what it does is it provides you a good recipe to follow. Also, it goes a long ways to helping you be more effective in managing your time. Because a lot of people say, well, I function in a world of turmoil. Well, because you don't have, you know, a laid out plan to follow.
You know, that's so critical to have something in writing, like you said, and also be accountable to yourself, to others. Mm-hmm. And in fact, let me ask both you and Al a question. Is, in your opinion, how important is it, even if you're the sole owner, to be accountable to someone and make maybe someone that you can create that relationship, so you're going to commit and they're going to sort of hold you responsible? Maybe that would be someone like you, Gordon.
I have actually two accountability partners. One actually is located in Pennsylvania. Gentleman I've known for quite a while. He and I get on the phone every other Thursday morning, 6:30 Arizona time. And we just really talk about what's going on and a standpoint of, and he also reminds me, oh, by the way, how is things going with this is what you told me 2 weeks ago? How is this moving along? Then I have someone also, another individual, who's a young individual who is relatively new in business, and I'm helping that individual out from a standpoint of helping her be more effective in doing her job. And again, we meet a couple, and it's just all about holding accountable, and I think that is so, so key. Somebody needs to hold you accountable, or you need to know that there's somebody out there that is making sure that, oh, by the way, did you really do that?
I totally agree. Al, how do you do that in your own company?
There's a couple of different individuals, family members that so I'm fortunate enough to have in the business, and we have routine meetings and discuss different topics, future planning, as well as hindsight as how we could have done things a little better. But one key part is that time management, I thought Gordon mentioned, and it's not about quantity, it's about quality. And that we can spend a lot of time just spinning our wheels, but it's focusing on specific things that are of importance in the business and key things. And like Gordon said, with the what is your market, your target market? City of Phoenix. But what is your what individuals are you targeting? What age group? What how much you know? What revenue? Limits or target limits. There's a lot. So this segment is about that. Helping businesses get those answers. So if you'd like to elaborate on those further, you may.
Well, I think one of the things that a lot of people forget about is that somehow there's only going to be 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, and 24 hours in a day. That's not going to change. And I think the other part is that we really need to be the ones that are planning our own utilization, not having someone else plan our time for it. I'm a firm believer that you should calendarize everything. By that I mean, don't just calendarize your meetings. If I have to prepare for a client, I will say, okay, from 2 to 4 Monday afternoon, I am going to prepare for my meeting with so-and-so. And I put that on my calendar. Then I can make sure that I don't schedule a meeting there. And that's one of the things that a lot of people lose sight of. Oh, well, I schedule my meetings and they never get anything done.
Yeah.
They just go to meetings and never get all of the, especially if they have their own businesses,
mm-hmm.
like yourselves, or working with people. You need to be able to have a plan out to get it done. And to me, it's all about planning. And I think that you need to be the one who's controlling your destiny, not someone else planning your day, planning your week, or planning whatever the devil time it may be.
That's true.
Well, that totally makes sense. That's probably a great tool in excuse me, time management, is to be able to put that on a calendar, everything. Because what happens if you don't put it on there, you're not giving it really top priority, are you?
And I think that goes back to what Al was saying, is really take a good solid look at prioritizing things and making sure that you are indeed, if you're saying this is number one, two, and three, that you need to, again, go back to the whole in writing type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You put it down, and then you look at the end of the day and say, guess what? I worked on 4 and 5. Shame on me because, and that's the whole issue is, again, going back to the accountability. Somebody needs to make sure and hold yourself accountable, too. Hey, I needed to do 1 and 2.
Yes.
Because if they're indeed important, that's why I put them there. If 4 and 5 were that important, they should have been number 1 and 2.
Right.
I've always said the greatest athletes even have managers and coaches, and they're accountable to them. So, superstars, Magic Johnson, Wayne Gretzky, currently, of course, you got Dwight Howard. You got various superstars in every sport, and they also are accountable. So, you never can be too good. You always need accountability. Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with in-studio guest Gordon Parkman, who's chairman of the board of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce and owner of Achieve Results Consulting, LLC. This is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton from Net One Services. We'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Net One Services Hour, we're going to call it. I sort of changed the name. It's really Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton from Net One Services. And Al, I really, really enjoy your guest today, Gordon Parkman, Chairman of the Board of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce and owner of Achieve Results Consulting. We're talking a little bit right now about strategic planning. A lot of people really don't quite understand what really strategic planning entails. And on the break, Gordon, we were talking about there's part thinking style and also part taking the time to think about your business.
I think that's the most important thing, is to sit back and take a look. And I think each and every one of us, I mean, I'm a firm believer that sometimes just taking an hour and just, you know, blocking it out and just sit there and say, okay, what do I need to do to grow my business? And just take the time to do that. And I think each and every one of us need to do that for our business. Because what happens is you get going so quick that you lose sight of the, oh, crap, how come I didn't do that? Or, you know, why didn't this happen? And I think the other part, too, is going back to the, you know, the strategic planning aspect. That involves a lot of things. You know, we talked about the vision, the mission. You know, to me, I kind of have an analogy of, when you set a mission for your business, kind of put it in the same context of a NASA mission. This is like a 1 or 2 year thing. Your mission or your business is going to change as it grows.
Yes.
So your mission is not going to be the same for the next 5 years. Treat it as, okay, this is where I'm going to go for the next couple of years. You know, where do I want to see this my business in 2 to 3 years? And, okay, this is what I got to do to go get there.
Yes.
And I think the other part, too, is very, very important, is to take a look and say, you know, as we were talking during the break, you know, take a look at your strengths. You know, where are you really, how do you capitalize on those strengths? I don't particularly like the word weaknesses. I kind of look at those as areas, I refer to those as areas of opportunity. Because each and every one always can improve in pretty much most of the things that we do. And take a look at, say, how do we capitalize on those strengths? You know, we're talking about the slot analysis. You know, you got opportunities, you got limitations, you got threats. There are things that can impact your business from the outside that you're
true.
You need to consider.
Yes,
that is so important. A lot of businesses also fail to have an exit strategy. You know, and I may be getting a little ahead of myself here, but or a backup plan, something of that nature, if things don't go according to your original plan.
Well, I think the other thing that strategic planning does is it provides the opportunity to do some what-if scenarios. What if I go this way? Now, what if that didn't work? Now, this provides some alternative path in which to take. But I think you touched on something that I make a strong point of anyone I'm working with in developing a strategic plan. A key element of that is a succession plan.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to, God forbid, something happens to you, what's going to happen to your business? And I, you know, you get a lot of response. Well, I'm only 26 years old. Yeah, well, okay. I'm not planning on dying. Well, neither am I. But God forbid something happens, what's going to happen to your business? How are things going to be handled? How is your family going to be taken care of? And all of these kind of things. And the other part is I'm a firm believer in the fact that you should focus on structuring your business so that it's in a position, if somebody walks in today and says, I want to buy your business, it's a marketable commodity, and somebody could buy that business, and it'll run well and run well without you.
Which means you better have some pretty good systems in place and not randomly, like a fire drill goes off, fighting the next best fire or next highest fire. And a lot of people just sort of scramble.
And I think it goes back to, everything in writing. You know, there should be roles and responsibilities for each and every individual in the organization. And that's one of the key elements that I make sure that when I'm working with someone, every position, there's a role and responsibilities, and starts at the very, very top. And it's all about everything needs to be documented. You talked about the systems. What is the system flow? Is it needs to be documented that it comes in here, it goes out here, it moves over here, whatever the devil it may be. But there needs to be a way that someone walking in off the street who has little or no knowledge about your business can sit down and run that business, because everything is written down. It's the whole, go back to the, you know, the whole playbook. It's all there.
It's almost like a franchise. When a person buys a franchise, everything is documented. It's designed that the individual could read through it and kind of hire the proper people or find consultants, or just the opposite. If they have everything systematized, they could hand it to someone and that person could run it. One more thought that just came to mind is, if I have it in writing and I want someone to double check it, I could actually email it or hand someone a copy. And something that I would have liked to have done early on was to produce a business plan and handed it to a business coach or business advisor and said, you know, ask the questions that you know, how do I accomplish that without going through all of the peaks and valleys, pitfalls. I mean, it would have saved me, myself personally, a lot of time and headache.
You know, I think what happens a lot of times is that people say, well, I don't have the time to do that. Well, my response back is, you don't have the time not to do that, because you're going to be spending a tremendous amount of time not really doing anything that has any results to it.
Yes.
I use the analogy of the hamster in the wheel. You may be running around in a little wheel, getting your legs awful tired and not going anyplace.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of business owners that do that because they really don't have a roadmap and a direction in which to follow.
True.
Now, would you say, Gordon, that a lot of people move away from things that they don't like to do, and often those things they don't like to do are very, very valuable?
I think that that's a key element of a lot of business owners. In fact, it's very interesting. I have a client, and when we first started working together, I kind of asked her, I said, you know, what is it you really want me to do for you? And she said, I want to make sure you make me do the things that, number one, I don't want to do, and I will tell you I'm not going to do them. I need you to make sure I do them. And she said, you need to hold me accountable. And wow. This relationship, I've been working with her for over 2 years now. It's incredibly enjoyable because she'll oftentimes say, I just told you I don't want to do that, and I'm not going to do it.
At least she knew, though.
And then I said, that's, oh, by good. The way, I think you agreed that you're going to do this by so-and-so, and that's kind of where we move on from there.
Yeah, and I think fear, as a new person that's starting up a company, they know what their weaknesses are. They don't want to face it, or they fear them, and so they just don't do it, or they hope someone else will do it. And I wanted to bring that point up because as a new business owner, there are things that someone just doesn't know by osmosis. And I'm at this point saying, step aside of yourself. If you were looking in at yourself, what would a customer see when they look into the business or into the person as an individual? That is what you want to fix, because those customers, they will go elsewhere if they see fear, they see disorganization. They want to, that's where customers and the businesses, and I'll change the wording, a person buys from someone that they feel comfortable with, the service, the product, and they will continue business. But if they feel that they're not being treated fairly or they're not being serviced properly, that will make or break a business. So the person must get over the fear of what they are weak in or need to improve in, and either find someone to do those things, find a coach, a business associate, or someone who has that experience, and so that's very key to success in a business. And that's where Gordon comes in. That experience, individuals should get over that fear and seek out that help.
You know, I think that's really a key part, Al, too, is the fact that everyone needs help. The three of us need help. We always can use help from someone, because what it does is it provides an opportunity to somebody look at the situation in a different perspective, and they'll easily see maybe something that you've just missed and, oh, my gosh, if I wish, I didn't see that. No, that's really important to me. But looping back to the whole customer issue, people do business with you because of the experience in doing business with you. Their expectations are all that whenever they go into your store, or they utilize, or you come and you service and help them with their IT, or whatever the case may be, that experience is always going to be the same. It's not going to be different. They know exactly what. That's why they go to. You go to a particular coffee shop. You go to wherever it may be. You always go there because you're comfortable with the experience, and it's always the same.
And, that's very important. In fact, I'm experiencing this right now. I'm not going to mention any names, but, a place I like to go here and there is there's some changes happening, and I notice it as a customer. And they have some personnel changes going on, like the food is cooked differently. And that might sound like that's a small deal, but it's really not, because it's dramatically changed. And, various little changes like that. I suggest to business owners to really, especially when you make personnel changes, really look at your company and say, has anything really changed that maybe loyal customers aren't giving feedback to? And then all of a sudden you see them just sort of fade out and they leave because they don't want to have conflict or anything. But you know what I'm saying, Gordon?
Yeah, I think that's really very, very important in regard to any business, whether it be whether it be a restaurant, a coffee shop, whatever it may be. Again, going back to every people go there, but I think one of the most important things that we should always do is have a calibration of how are we servicing our customers and what kind of a measurement system do we have? Do we talk to them, Tell me about your experience. Tell me about this. How was your meal today, or whatever the case may be? Because by doing that, you're providing the opportunity for the individual to give you the feedback. And they may say, if you change this or do this, there's a tremendous amount of opportunity to improve your business by just asking the simple questions. What could we do differently?
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no question, and it's just I think people get so caught up in the rat race, or people get stressed so easily they can't seem to see globally sometimes, and they get caught like the saying that you can't see the forest through the trees type of syndrome. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll get back to our guest, Gordon Parkman, Chairman of the Board, North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce and owner of Achieve Results Consulting, LLC. Al Fulton is in studio. This is Breakthrough Networking. We'll be right back. And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins, great family law attorneys and more.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton from Net One Services, every fourth Monday of the month from 2 to 4. And, of course, joining us from the 3 to 4 o'clock hour will be Christian Marison of Net One Services, web design, technology. Great, great information. I'm looking forward to that. In studio, of course, Al, we have chairman of the board from the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, Gordon Parkman, and owner of Achieve Results Consulting, LLC. We've been talking about strategic planning and its effect on, success, and that really is a good segue into success. I don't think people, and let me ask you, Gordon and Al, do people really know what success means? Do they have a target? Do they define it? Because success could mean many different things, and once you unconsciously define it without knowing exactly what it is, it's taken you into the direction what you think it is.
Well, I think it's very important to have in your own mind, and, you know, kind of not a, don't be afraid to write it down too, but what does success look like? And I have one of my clients, and I was working on, I'm working with him on a strategic plan, and we were putting together the things, and I asked that question. I said, okay, now 2 to 3 years from now, what does success look like? And they were going, and they did an incredible job of putting it together. And they said, well, wait a minute, we have a problem. We can't reach there because we don't have enough people in our organization. It's a nonprofit. And he said, we don't have enough people in our organization to get there. So we need now to focus in on how do we increase the number of people in our organization so we can move ahead towards achieving those plans. And again, I always ask them, tell me what you want to see your company in 2 to 3 years. because it's so important for them to know that so that they can start taking a look at, well, how do I get there from here to there? And that's areas where I can help them with. But at the same time, I can also help them in even, you know, getting an understanding where they want their companies. Because most businesses I already have an understanding about, and I know where the business could possibly be in 2 or 3 years.
True, and there's a formula behind that. The number of employees, their output, or the profitability, and if somebody puts a dollar figure on a size of a business, it's going to take X number of employees, X number of administrative staff. So I can see the value of that. I hadn't thought of it that way, but if I it's in the planning, if dollars are the target, it there's this big picture that must be viewed early on and planned out throughout the stages.
Well, I think the other part, too, is like as your organization is growing, you need to always have in your mind what is your break-even point, which is exactly what you were just saying, Al, mm-hmm. from a standpoint of, okay, I'm going to get here. How much is it going to cost me to get there? So I need to know that if I have 4 people and or whatever the overhead is, my building and all these other expenses, is I need to achieve this amount of revenue to break even. And that's a key element as their business grows. They've got to make sure that they're achieving that $50,000 a week or whatever it may be to cover their expenses. And if they're not doing that, well, they're losing money.
Right, and they have to do it in the proper order, because a lot of individuals that I talk to, they figured they just hire 10 salesmen, put them all out in the field, and just sell a lot of the products or services, but they forgot about the key, you know, delivery. How much revenue does it take to purchase the product? Because they have to purchase it first, prep it. They may need vehicles to deliver, and sure, they can, put the horse before the cart, but it's back to that business plan and strategic plan. Mm. You have to do it step by step in order to succeed.
And I think it goes back to, you know, really to the point of, you know, if you're going to hire someone, what do you want that person to do, number one? And by the way, what traits should that person bring to that position to be successful? You know, you yes. said, well, I want a salesperson. What do you want? You know, I want them to sit at the phone and sell. Well, you know, what does that mean? You know, what does that person look like? What are the traits they bring? You know, do you know a successful salesperson? Yeah. Well, then if you got one in your organization, go ask them what makes them successful. What makes them tick? And go find a person like them with those kind of traits.
Yes.
You know, that's very, very important. It's interesting. I think before the show, Gordon, we were talking a little bit about neuro-linguistic programming. We didn't talk a lot about it, but as you know, I'm a CPA and do some business consulting. But I integrate neuro-linguistic programming. Tony Robbins is the most well-known of the NLP practitioners. It's about... it's about your unconscious mind, peak performance. It's about belief systems. It's about skill sets. And Gordon, you hit it right on the head there. It's like there's what I call the external guidance system, meaning the behaviors, the tasks, the projects, the systems. You know, maybe you're using some lean concepts, total quality management type of things. But then it's there's internal guidance system. It's the mindset, the unconscious mind. It's almost like building a race car that costs you hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you put someone in that doesn't know how to drive. And I think it's real important to look also beyond just the behaviors and the tasks that you assign people to the quality, the beliefs. Do your sales people believe it's possible to achieve so many sales? Do they have the skill sets, communication, people skills? And I think that's a real issue in today's business, that people don't look enough at the unconscious mind to have them work above their self-imposed limitations, Gordon.
Oh, I agree with that. I think that's what happens oftentimes, that you don't really have the right person in the right job. And oftentimes, it's not only you that may suffer, your business may suffer, but that individual will too, because you're putting a lot of unnecessary stress. They're being pushed in directions that uncomfortable for them. And I think it's really very, very important for them to understand the importance of these are the things that work well. And you're talking like, you know, the whole, you know, you've got, you know, external factors, you've got internal factors. And I kind of, one of the things that I use with my clients is an attribute index assessment, which really provides a perspective of, you know, how you perceive the world as you look out the window and how you perceive yourself as you look in the mirror. And again, it goes back to what you just said about the internal and external factors. And a lot of the internal ones is, do you really understand, you know, what your role is, especially when you're having your own business? Do you understand what you're doing? You know, how good are you in sell? Do you know where you're going to go? Who's doing the planning for you? Oh, by the way, it's you because you are it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happens. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, they're the vice president of marketing. They're the CFO. They're the sales manager. Oh, by the way, they're the administrative assistant, and they're the ones that pay the bills. And that's something a lot of businesses don't understand, that they have to play every one of those roles, and they have to be successful in all of them for their business to be successful.
And you have to change that hat, you know, to have the identity of that particular person. For example, I'll just mention the CPA industry. So when you're a CPA, there's certain qualities of being a great CPA, focus and be able to use your left brain, analytical abilities, right? Mm-hmm. And then in certain other things, maybe marketing, for example, you have to use your right brain, creativity. If you're unable to switch from one identity as a CPA mindset to a marketing mindset, then hire someone, because you can't put a CPA mindset and say, now you're a marketer. That does not work. Luckily, I know how to do that because of neurolinguistic programming. But I think it's really difficult for people to actually consciously switch identities. Okay, now I'm in sales. Before, I was just doing you know, some type of, like in your business, Al, right?
Yes.
I mean, doing some IT work.
Right, it's notorious. Technicians, they're usually introverted, and they just want you to sit them in front of a box.
It's like a CPA almost,
yes,
right?
Yes. And to make them and turn them into a salesperson, that's...
They got to switch their identity. If not, and if you can't do it, well, that's fine. But then don't pretend you can do it.
Gordon. Yeah, I think that's a real issue. Yeah, as you said, if you can't do it, go get someone who can.
Yeah.
Or if you need help in developing those skills, then get someone to work with you in developing those skills. And that's kind of the major issue that I look at for me, from my standpoint, is I really focus on development, not training. People have asked me, will you do training programs? No. To me, training programs are teaching people skills. I do development programs. I want to focus on developing those skills so these individuals use them more effectively and more efficiently.
Wow, I like how you said that, training versus development. That totally makes sense to me. Why don't we take a quick break right now? When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We have one segment left with Gordon Parkman, who is the chairman of the board for the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce and owner of Achieve Results Consulting. And, of course, we have Al Fulton, star of Breakthrough Networking, in studio, owner of NetOne Services. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for Service Master Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And, of course, if it is the fourth Monday of the month from 2 to 4, it is Al Fulton in Breakthrough Networking, owner of Net One Services. In studio, we have Gordon Parkman, chairman of the board, North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, and owner of Achieve Results Consulting. We've been talking about strategic planning, some of the elements of strategic planning, how critical it is for whether it's a small, mid-size, or large business to have strategic planning. Now, I wanted to ask you, Gordon, a couple other things. We talked about accountability, accountability partners. People must take accountability. Even if you're the last one standing, there's got to be someone to help you be accountable. Responsibility is important. But I also believe, in addition, the third, we'll call it the third ingredient here, is standards of excellence, measurement, because it's one thing to be accountable. So if you do it, the question is how you do it. Are you have preconceived, pre-designed standards that will pretty much drive the business to how you define success? Or don't you have standards and you just sort of randomly do it? I believe standards would be important.
I think standards are very, very important. And it's also very important to be able to measure those, the results of your business. Have a system in place where you can effectively measure how successful you are. I think we talked earlier about the fact of, you know, customers, you know, making sure that you are tracking with your customers. You understand why they're coming back. And, oh, by the ones you haven't seen in a while, you may want to reach out and talk to them and find, hey, well, you know, what's happened? How come you're not coming back? What could we do something to bring you back? It may not be, but it's so important to have a set of standards in a key part of it is to be able to measure the results, to know how your customers are, they're happy, they're unhappy, and they're going to keep coming back.
Yeah, the in the web design industry, they have surveys that are right there on the either entrance or the exit of the web page, and I know businesses do that as well. Restaurants, that's very popular, and so they survey the individuals while they're there. You have a key point: those individuals that you haven't seen in a while, those customers. Yes, reach out and touch those, find out why they're not coming back in. That's very practical.
I think oftentimes is it may be something, well, you know, or the other part is when you're having an opportunity to get together with some people. And to be honest with you, I do this at our luncheon that we have with the North Phoenix Chamber. I always ask them, you know, what is it we can do differently? How would you like to see us, you know, change things so you could benefit greater from it? Or how do we increase, let's say, the members of our lunch group? How do we increase the members of our chamber? Get people's feedback. You know, what is it we're doing really well, or what could we do better? And that applies to, I mean, any aspect of any business.
Good.
Totally makes sense. And let me ask you this question, and then maybe the remaining part of the time we could talk a little bit about the North Phoenix Chamber, a little bit more about how people can get involved, what they can expect. But one question on lean. I just really a big fan of lean and total quality management, Six Sigma somewhat. But lean is really interesting to me as a CPA. Reducing delays, reducing waste, increasing efficiency. Not enough businesses pay attention to their systems. Talk a little bit about that.
I think most businesses, number one, don't have their systems documented, so they have no idea which path they should be following, so they don't know if the system works or not. And the other part is they don't take a look at what are the variables. What's not value added? What is it costing us? Why are we doing this? These kind of things. I know one of the things that we had done when in my past corporate life, we went through in our manufacturing facility and looked at each and every department and said, okay, and we went to the nth degree as far as everything that was being done and regarding the flow and everything else. And it is absolutely amazing when you look at it and you say, well, why are we moving this over here and here? I have a client who sets up their gallery every single week, and it's amazing. When I watched one in the first time, it's like, I have no idea how many times they handle the same piece. And it's like, why are you doing that? Yeah. How much time is it? You need to have a system document. It goes from here to here. This is how we do it. And the other part is that if you have in a manufacturing environment, everybody should know what the other person is doing, so somebody can step in if they have to. Whether it's a pass down line or some kind of sequential flow line, there needs to be a way that everybody can jump in if they have to. Okay, we got a little big bog down here. We'll go keep this program going. Mm-hmm. And it's really all about the whole, eliminating waste. And people talk about sustainability and all that other stuff. To me, a key part of sustainability is eliminating waste.
Yeah.
In any aspect, any manner, shape, or form, eliminating waste. And there's not a business out there that couldn't spend a little bit of time looking at their operation and saying, how can we eliminate waste? And they have no idea. They save $25 a month here, $50 a month here. For small business, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they don't look at it in that perspective.
No, they don't. It is amazing. I saw this cartoon once trying to demonstrate what Lean was about. And they have this guy, just visualize this, they have this guy with a bag on his over his shoulder full of widgets. And he's walking it to where it's supposed to go. And the hole develops, and so a widget falls out. And he's walking. So rather than, sewing up the hole, in the bag, they hire someone else with another bag on their shoulder to pick up the things that they drop. And so his bag gets full eventually, and he develops a hole in the bag, and widget starts falling out. And so what did they do? They hired a third person with a new bag to pick up the things that are falling out of the hole. Gordon, that is a waste of money.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
That is unbelievable. This is how a lot of small and mid-sized businesses run. Maybe they don't know or understand about Lean. They don't understand to really pay attention to the systems. But any business I've ever seen can save tons of money right off the bat.
And I think even, a lot of people say, well, I don't manufacture anything, so I don't have any systems. Well, yes, you do. You do data entry. Billing, any of those kind of things.
You have a sales process.
Those cost you money. And take a look at each and every one. How do you take out some non-value-added aspects of it? How do you make it more efficient, smoother? How do you do it in less time and save you money? I'd go back to what I was saying a few minutes ago. Saving a little bit of money here and there is a lot for small businesses.
Yes,
and they
true.
Unfortunately, they lose sight of that fact, and they're looking for the large nut instead of the little tiny one.
Very, very important. Now, chairman of the board for the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, you got a lot of good stuff going on. You want to do a little summary of how people can get involved, what it takes, what you do, how it helps people?
Well, I think what we do is we provide really an opportunity for business owners to get together, to meet one another, to making contributions. We have committees. We have a membership committee. We have an events planning committee. We have a golf committee. By the way, I want to throw a little plug in for that. And April 26th next year, we are partnering with the March of Dimes as part of our golf tournament. The North Phoenix Chamber will be celebrating its 50th anniversary, and the March of Dimes will be celebrating its 75th anniversary in 2013.
Wow.
So that is an incredible opportunity for us. But we have weekly lunch get-togethers. We have a mix and mingle. We have open houses. We provide opportunity for business owners to get out and meet other business owners. I'm a firm believer that, you know, what you will get out of it is what you put into it. And people will say, well, Chamber hasn't done anything for me. Well, it's not going to do it. It provides you an opportunity to get out and interact and contribute to it.
How about this statement? When I hear the same thing often, well, I went to this networking group or this chamber and I didn't get anything out of it. But the key, and I know you'll agree, you'll both agree with me, the key is to put stuff into it, is to put your heart and soul into it to help others. Guaranteed you'll get something out of it.
A very good friend of mine from lives in on an island outside of Georgia, and his favorite expression is, if you're going to sit by the phone waiting for it to ring, you're going to be sitting at home by the phone waiting for it to ring.
Yeah, I totally agree. So it's always what you put into something that your input will come back to you as far as output. You never know where it's coming back, but put the effort in. Don't be there just to say, what can I get out of it? Ask the question, what can I give to this organization? How can I help people? Al, you're just very, very good at that.
sorry, you caught me off guard there. individuals that seek to gain new customers, and they're out there mixing, mingling, or want to, that's the key thing that you are talking about is don't go to the event and stand in a corner, or don't just stand there waiting for someone to come up to you and start the conversation. The key is to go out there and do just that, mix and mingle with other business owners. That is how you will gain from joining an organization like North Phoenix Chamber.
And you never know the kind of people you're going to meet. At the mix and mingle we had last Thursday night, I happened to meet the fellow who is the president of the Freedom Independent Baseball League. I didn't even know such an organization existed. I had an opportunity to meet with him, a couple of his people after the meeting. We talked. And what he was trying to do is say, how do we kind of, maybe there's some things that we can do with the chamber. We also get into the fact of my grandson plays Little League baseball. He said, I'd like to get to know the head of that Little League because maybe there's some things that we can do with them. You never know the opportunities that are out there. You never know who you're going to meet. And also there's the opportunity that maybe it's not just what can you do for me. There's always look at a perspective, how can I help you? Because what goes around will come around.
Right.
Totally agree. So, Gordon, how do people get in touch with you, first of all, with your business, Achieve Results Consulting?
Okay. My email is gparkman@achieveresultsconsulting.com. I have a website, Achieve Results Consulting. My phone number is, the best phone number for me is my cell phone, is 602-509-1886. As I said, I publish a monthly newsletter. I've got about 600 people on distribution for that. Anybody interested in that, they can go sign up on my website. Or if they see me, just say, hey, will you put me on the distribution of your newsletter? My newsletter is all about providing information on whatever the particular topic is. It's providing people the information to stimulate thinking. That's what it's all about.
Thank you so much. How about North Phoenix Chamber? Is there a number or a website you can give out?
There is the North Phoenix Chamber is the website. And that has all of the information. It has all of our events. We have the events calendar. We're in the process of still going through and revamping it, but we've come a long ways in getting that website up.
Well, excellent. Well, I hope everyone gets over there to the North Phoenix Chamber. Check it out. I guess they can Google it and get
with them. Our next Mix and Mingle is it's always on the third Thursday of the month, 5:30 to 7:30. Our next one in November is at Moon Valley Country Club.
Nice. Very nice place, by the way. Gordon Parkman, thank you so much for coming in today.
And thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. We'll be right back with Christian Marison, technology, web design, you name it. Al will still be here. We'll be right back.